now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
He's here, Roger Montgomery. Hello, Roger. How are you?
Ross, I'm delighted to be here.
From Montgomery Asset Management and also from
Scaffold,
which is your platform to go and find all those shares that we talk about here. One of the really important things that many Australians will want to know is the greatest store of their value and their wealth is their family home.
Well, that's right. 67% of baby boomers own their own home. It's the largest cohort of homeowners in Australia's history.
Yes. And so as a result, they're people who own their homes outright and have the capacity to borrow against them and do other things with that money, such as invest in the stock market, for example.
Now, we've got 23 million people in Australia and we've our next-door neighbours, China, have 1.3 or 1.4 billion. So as long as they keep coming to Australia, the demand is probably going to outstrip the supply.
True, except for one small thing. And that is, right now, they can only buy new. And overseas buyers are right now considered, and we talked to Jonathan Chancellor about this, probably less than 1% of the marketplace total. And so Chinese buyers are a very small fraction of that.
Now, let me talk you through the concerns I have about the way the market's going to work, but how I think the government will come to the rescue. Mm-hmm. So the greatest store of wealth, as you rightly pointed out, Ross, is in people's homes. So the bulk of baby boomers have most of their money tied up in their house. Now, there will come a point, and baby boomers are now hitting 65, there will come a point in the next 15 or 20 years where they may be forced to sell that family home in order to have enough cash to sustain their lifestyle and their health care.
Because the one thing is that though they may work longer, they will not want a mortgage when they finally stop work.
And for the majority, that's right. And for the majority of people, they haven't got enough money in super to actually sustain them.
Right.
So to avoid being on the breadline with a pension that the government really doesn't want to keep funding, they may be forced to sell their homes. Now, the generation under them are crying poor. The generation under them are saying, well, we can't afford to buy houses. We can't afford to buy a property. So if the market was left to run its course, you would probably find that that generation of people, if they sell en masse, would be forced to sell at lower prices to the generation below them who can afford to buy at that lower point.
Except for one thing.
Yep.
By the year 2050, Sydney will have 7 million people from its current 4.3 million. And Melbourne will have 7 million
people. Well, that's one reason why I believe we're not going to see prices drop extensively or sustainably. I think prices, if they do drop, they will recover. Now, here's the other thought. If that generation of baby boomers were forced to sell their houses at lower prices, and that may be, if they were forced to do that, then the impost on the government purse would be much greater. So it stands to reason, and this is the theory, that the government would pull all stops out to ensure that the generation below or overseas buyers would be allowed to buy those houses off the baby boomers to rescue the baby boomers, remembering that superannuation was invented for baby boomers by baby boomers. And so there's a whole bunch of things.
And they are the largest rump of our population.
Correct.
And have the largest voting block.
And they will be rescued, Ross. They will be rescued because it serves the government to ensure that somebody else in the private sector pays a high price for the houses so that the baby boomers survive with more money than if they were forced to sell at lower prices.
This reminds me of something I heard as a young journalist, and that was, why wouldn't we just go and sell the whole country out to China and everybody takes, in those days, $1 million bucks each or $2 million
then we'd
each?
Then we'd be forced into serfdom.
Yeah, well, that's true. But however, what you're talking about is only one step removed from that.
Yeah.
If everybody is bailed out by Chinese buyers coming to Australia to buy their houses.
But what you could do is you could extend negative gearing, for example, to your first home. So you could say to people buying their first home, look, you know, you pay up, but your interest is going to be tax deductible, or it might be tax deductible for the first 5 years.
So, final one, stock. Do you think that home building companies then, and also home building products companies, are reasonable bets very long term?
I think that's quite possible. I also think you might be interested in a float that's coming up, Genworth, which is a home mortgage insurer.
Which is the biggest mortgage insurer in Australia, overseas owned at the moment by private equity. And we'll talk about that next week on the program. But Roger Montgomery, as always, we appreciate your time and your insight.
That
is the program for tonight. Andrew, let me tell you this again. Andrew Bolt and Steve Price up next. See you tomorrow.